There is a darkness that lurks inside all of us. Time to bring it into the light.
Welcome to Sick Minds with Alistair Griggs and Nico Tatarovich.
Welcome to Sick Minds, episode one, really, isn't it? Sick Minds, for the benefit of the listeners, is sort of a safe space for the horrors of the mind to be discussed.
Yeah, the really
between like-minded people.
Yeah, the dark things that we keep inside, but here, just let them out.
Yeah, we have the sort of conversations that you would usually only have in a car with a very close friend when you've got a really bad hangover.
Yeah.
I'm Nico Tatarovich.
And I'm Alistair Griggs.
And we've got with us today
Mike Wozniak. Hello.
Hi, Mike Wozniak.
I'm your guest.
You're a comedian, aren't you?
Of sorts, certainly.
Comedian and comedy actor that people may have seen in Man Down.
They may well have
and
done.
And various non-transmittable pilots.
lower echelon.
Certainly how we met. Mm. Just to give you a picture of who Mike is, before we introduce ourselves properly, just a couple of things about Mike. He buys food from Boots the Chemist.
Okay.
And he once pushed a lollipop lady into a river for a YouTube prank.
Yeah. And he once wrote to his local council asking them to reduce disabled access to the local public buildings. So just to let you know, Mike, what you're in for.
Okay.
We're gonna just have a bunch of little conversations about slightly troubling thoughts or opinions that we don't even want in our heads, but just happen to be there, and then we can just sort of break it up a little bit with a little bit of fun.
Okay.
Yeah, which we'll be throwing at you.
Some parlor games. Perhaps?
A couple of parlor games.
Okay.
And then towards the end, you will be put before the imp,
right.
The imp of the mind. Mm-hmm. Who will make a judgment on whether you're maybe twisted or dark enough in your soul to be accepted into the sort of Sick Minds Hall of Fame.
This brethren,
see what I mean?
In our realm.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
He will judge you.
Yeah. Just go with it.
All right, fine.
Go with it, mate.
It's not a thing.
let's just crack on with a bit of chat. Right now, Mike, have you got something you want to get off your chest?
Yeah. It occurs to me. I'm sort of going to live a life where I'm on the road quite a lot because I sort of live in Exeter, but I work in London and other places.
Quite bleak.
And I sort of do speak of itself, and I do work for a few different people, none of whom really know what I'm up to at any one time.
Mm.
And it occurred to me recently that I'd make an extremely effective serial killer.
Yeah.
Extremely effective.
Like all the ducks are in a row.
Oh, because no one really knows where I am. Like family, friends, colleagues even. I mean, everyone is at any one time assuming, you know, like my agent doesn't know I'm here. My wife doesn't know. I might have mentioned it to a couple of people. I don't know where I am or when it starts.
I mean, we are recording it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Fine.
You know, did you sign in?
I left the train.
You signed in.
But there's so other today, it would be very easy. I would only take the smallest adjustment to create some pretty sweet alibi spaces.
Today you've made a couple of crucial mistakes, haven't you?
But I'd have to raise my game minimally to be highly effective. And also, you know, like I clean my teeth, I wash my hair. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of reasonably well kept. I'm quite forensically aware, I think so.
Give me an example, please.
I think in the way that most of us are now quite forensically aware, thanks to, you know, oodles of, you know, everyone's seen their CSI, everyone knows about their, you know, you can use a bin bag at the very least, all that kind of stuff. The basics. Yeah. And again, you know, raise your game just
a smidge.
Stuff
you can buy without raising an eyebrow as well.
Well, that's it,
cash. Spread it out over a bunch of different shops.
Bit of cash, bit of a baseball cap here and there, you know.
Yeah.
Get a bus to the Home Depot if you're going to get a, you know, hacksaw.
Well, if I may, my first reaction to that is that it comes across, you're coming off a bit arrogant there, thinking that you could,
Thinking that you could
fox the advances in science.
Yeah.
and the CCTV society and the digital footprint that you must leave wherever you go.
This is true.
I think I could tie you to a murder, given access to all your internet passwords. I think I could tie you to a murder.
Oh, there's a challenge.
I'm not knocking coppers.
Sure.
And especially homicide detectives.
Right.
But given free rein to really get stuck into everyone's digital footprint and CCTV, how hard can it be?
An absolutely stone cold killer, like you're killing for literally no reason whatsoever.
That's the way to go.
So it's like getting a bus to Swindon, picking out someone entirely at random. Yeah, it's that. You know, that stuff.
Just when it comes to you.
Change your MO every time, you know.
That will be the challenge. If you were to get the bus and you literally just randomly stabbed someone in the country road.
Yeah.
And then just got back and went away.
Leave your phone at home, for the love of God.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Straight out the gate.
A lot of murderers might leave some sort of clue.
Sure.
Because it's a strange thing where there's like a sort of game of cat and mouse.
Mm-hmm.
And psychologically... the thing that's going on with that person is that the whole reason they're doing it is for attention.
Sure, like, for infamy.
Is that something that...
Well, this is, again, because I don't want to do it. Do you know what I mean? And I think I'd be horrified if I did it. And I certainly wouldn't want anyone to know that I had done it, which, again, would make me absolutely perfect, because I wouldn't be going...
Well, you would say that, wouldn't you?
Exactly. But wait, but what? Oh, God.
It's confusing, isn't it?
It's confusing. When you start thinking about this sort of thing.
When do you think about this sort of stuff? Because this is the thing where our admissions come out over a pint.
I spend a lot of time on my own.
Yeah.
You know, in the night.
In the night.
On the move. Going here and there. Getting irritated.
Train travel brings it out in me.
Train travel, yeah. Sometimes someone's just obnoxious, and you think
someone shuffles into the carriage and sits down and sort of like starts reading their paper, and they sort of blow their nose on a hanky and just over there.
The chewing gum.
Mike's considering how easy it would be just.
Yeah,
to...
I could get off at Yeovil. I don't want to get off. Yeovil. I could get off at Yeovil and I could follow you home. You would not see it coming, and no one would suspect me.
Mike allows them to live.
Exactly, it's all it is. It's what's happening. I'm taking a series of journeys on a long commute to London, which I allow
dozens
of
it?
People to live every day. Well, I'd start off with a good old strangle, I expect, then I think but if you wanted to get away with it, you'd have to mix it up, wouldn't you? I mean, again,
pattern.
Yeah, if it's a sort of, you know, sexual thing or a kind of craving thing, there's, you know, people like, you know, they get there.
Yeah.
They get their tastes.
Don't have a gimmick. Don't have a gimmick.
Lose the gimmick stuff, right?
You're sounding so good at this. You're making me annoyed that other serial killers have been caught.
Well, that's it.
Because I feel like they really...
Come on, guys.
They've let themselves down and they should have listened to you.
Yeah. Get a grip.
Much of a muchness.
I reckon you really could go on for ages doing it. And you're not... You don't have to look. You're very unassuming. You know.
Well, that's it.
You got a nice, you know, handsome.
Any old bloke
like that.
Imagine. You think that being handsome sort of eliminates him from inquiries?
Oh, I'm sure it helps, right?
Totally.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite tall.
Who out of us three looks most like a murderer?
Looks most like a murderer. Well, that's you straight out of the gate, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, definitely.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's an easy one.
Why?
It's easy. You just sort of got that quaffed kind of vacant look.
That's hair.
It's the lenses in your glasses, mate.
Is it? Yeah. All right.
Quite thick, aren't they?
All right. We'll move on from there. All right, Mike. Right. I think we've got a little fun item that I'd like to do with Mike.
Yeah.
This is fun, Mike.
Okay.
Mike.
I love a bit of fun.
Okay. Well... We're having a great time here, but are you having a great time?
I'm having a really great time.
Are you willing to accept a little challenge?
Okay.
Yeah. Because we're about to play. You shouldn't laugh.
Okay.
So this is stories taken around the world.
Yeah.
And we want to see if you laugh or you don't.
All right.
See if you break.
It's like our version of the omelette challenge.
Okay, fine. Think I mean, I'm like ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you know, like,
I'm practically dead inside.
Every time we do a podcast, someone will do this challenge. So what you're looking to do is score highly.
Okay.
Okay.
Stone cold.
Are you ready, Mike?
Yeah. I'm...
Are you ready mm-hmm. for You Shouldn't Laugh?
Yeah.
Okay. One. I stuffed mini eggs down my Jap's eye. Two.
Yeah. That's
a laugh.
It was a laugh after the fact.
One. Let's just buzz through them.
Okay.
10 years ago, the lotto made me a millionaire. Now I suck off dogs for quavers.
Good. Three. Sex with Mr. Frosty. Oh, no, that's... That, sex with Mr. Frosty mangled my bell end.
Oh,
that's two. Ooh.
I've lived on smack, meth and Tizer for 3 years and I've never had a cold.
Yes! Hell. Where are these coming from? Are these real? Have you made them up?
They're very real. I've lived off smack. Oh, you're sorry. Man gets penis stuck in gym weight plate. It takes firefighters 3 hours to cut him free with power tools. Poker face. Like it. One.
Young woman filmed having sex with dog, told by judge to get help big time.
Lovely.
Yeah. Stone cold.
Very good. Banned from Chinese buffet for shitting in the seaweed. Yes.
I mean, fair play.
Yeah.
That's an instant red card, isn't it?
Inventor killed by electric bum wiper.
World's ugliest woman dies. Oh, God. After looking in the mirror, Mike. Oh.
And
finally,
yeah.
Paul Daniels, dead at 77.
Yes.
Mike, look at... Okay, I think, right, you've scored... Let me have a look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six laughs out of 10.
Is that good or bad?
Not really.
You didn't laugh.
Yes, but the whole point is you shouldn't laugh.
Yeah. Oh, right, I see.
But you did, Mike. You laughed 6 times. So that's that fun item pretty much dealt with.
Oh, dear. Okay.
I, sometimes, I, you know, like the threat right now of sort of the apocalypse, kind of living under, like, destruction, I horribly kind of almost welcome nuclear war.
Mm-hmm. The cleansing of Armageddon.
So I was on a train station, I'm sitting there, and imagine you're at a train station, right, and it's like a Monday morning, and it's drizzly and cold, and people are coughing and huddling. Mm. It's like February or something like that.
Yeah.
And someone, some man's next to you, and he's on his phone, and he's getting a call about, oh, the units haven't been shifted or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And if there's like a sort of a crack in the sky, and we all look up, and you see what can only be like a nuclear blast wave heading towards you, there's no doubt part of you wouldn't be like, oh, thank God.
The sweet release,
and you just it because
submit,
yeah,
like at the end of seen Rogue One,
sure,
no spoilers. If you've not seen the end of Rogue One,
don't listen to the last.
Put your fingers in your ears
20 seconds.
Right now.
Yeah,
but basically, it was a weird thing that like it'd be like that, but it was a weird film to take a child to. It's like son. when it comes down to it. if Armageddon comes, there's not a hell of a lot you can do about it, so you might as well just have a cuddle on the shore and wait for the inevitable. Should we go to Nando's? Now, who's for Nando's? Yeah, it would. Yes. The other thing about nuclear war is that it's been hanging over us as the worst threat, hasn't it?
Yeah.
For a very long time. And it might not be that bad.
I think it would be exciting.
It's a talking point, isn't it?
Oh, God.
For a bit.
No one's talked about like a partial nuclear war, have they?
That's what it would be, surely.
Because everyone normally
just have a bit of one.
You just assume everything is going
to
blow up and it's all done, and we're going to be like, there'll be sort of, you know, 20 people alive living in pushing shopping
like
trolleys
around. The Earth's only like an apple core.
Yeah, exactly. But the reality is that
get a grip, guys.
It's going to be quite big, huge swathes of land that leave those.
It's a cleansing, if anything, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll leave. You know, wherever. I don't know, Paraguay. Don't bomb them. They're all right. Do you know what I mean?
All right. Here's
They're
a question
be okay.
for you, then, Mike.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you. If it saved mankind,
yeah,
and you had to choose one country, you just nuke it and it's gone,
right,
Mike? Which country would it be?
That is a tricky one, isn't it?
And
who would you nuke?
Don't say England.
You can't say England.
I can't say England.
Yeah, that's like a kind of like
some sort of
get out. Isn't
yeah.
It?
Don't get all humble.
No, yeah. No. Oh no, I'd be off.
Oh, you'd be off, would you?
I'd leave. I'd get my family, and I'd, you know.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'd take them to their aunt's, you know, in Connecticut. And then
you can choose England.
Yeah, that would be one choice.
It's the fairest way to do it, I reckon.
Do you know what I would? But to be fair, I mean, there's other ones where. I mean, probably the fairest choice would be Vanuatu, wouldn't it?
Who?
Vanuatu. They are having a terrible time. Like, there's a
don't invent a country.
It's a Pacific island nation.
Is it?
They're having an awful time. There's a volcano going off in there right now.
Really?
And for years,
they don't really need a nuclear holocaust.
No, but for years, people have been telling them, listen, lads, this whole seas rising thing, you're going to be the first to go down. They're the lowest, like, you're going to disappear. And people have been telling them, if we can't turn this climate change thing around, you guys need to do what? So I feel like
they're on the way out anyway.
Those that are still there, they've got backpacks. Like, they're ready, you know, they're expecting.
Have they got a backpack, though? I mean, if
they haven't by now, I mean, you know.
All right. So
you take my point.
Yeah, I think reading between the
lines. I would
lines.
Like to say, I'd hope I'd give them a little tip-off. Do you know what I mean? Lads, I'm really sorry, but I did choose you guys. And I'm having a rough time of it, but.
Griggs, you got to
start the boats.
It's only fair.
Yeah.
It's a lovely place. Yeah.
Would it still be a lovely place after? Because then you're talking real estate.
After the nuke?
Yeah.
I think it'd be gone. I mean, it's just coral. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
weak. It'll just
all right.
go.
Okay. Yeah. Say the name of the place again.
Vanuatu.
Vanuatu.
Say it slowly. It's
Vanuatu.
Is that one word?
Yeah.
It's in the Pacific, near like Easter Islands or something.
Oh, right. Yeah, that neck of the woods.
Sorry for being the thick one. Griggs, got a country in mind?
Peru.
Oh, you and Peru.
Every time.
What is it?
I just, if I think about sort of nothing, like country, no, Peru, I don't know what they do. What? I'm just being like, as in.
I think you're right.
Will there be any loss? Will there be any great
loss?
Well,
yeah, all the Peruvians.
All the Peruvians go.
Sure.
There's a lot
well,
more
people,
Peruvians
someone's
going to
die
Vanuatians.
If we're going to kill a country.
Is Peru the thin one up down the side of.
That's Chile you're thinking of. Peru's a bit higher up.
Definitely not Chile.
A bit higher up on the west coast is your Peru.
Paddington Bear.
But Peru's got your Machu Picchu. Home of your Incas.
See, I didn't know that.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, but it's all documented. How many people do you know that have actually gone to Machu Picchu? It's all Machu Picchu, Machu Picchu. Oh, have you been? No. Why not? Not interested.
You're not?
No one's interested.
Did you not?
They taught my kid about Machu Picchu in his first year at school just to get it over with. And there was like 1 week where he was into it, and it's fucking, it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. That's a good call.
Yeah.
I'd go.
I mean, numbers wise, that's a higher pogrom score than Vanuatu, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, numbers.
But millions are going to die. Oh, Vanuatu. People are going to die.
Yeah.
I'm just.
Yeah, numbers are a thing, though, Griggs. You know, like 200 and a million are. It's quite a difference. I'm just going to. I'm not going to go into detail, but for me, it's Malta or Lapland.
Okay.
Sick minds.
Here's one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried but fascinated by the impatience that I've got for the full integration of sex robots into modern society. It's been talked about a lot. I've seen a lot of articles and a lot of sniggering.
Yeah.
And then a small amount of debate. But it feels like something. It's
and what's your take on it? So you're impatient.
Let's just get on with it.
It's
inevitable.
Yeah. Right? Okay. So
it might. Yeah. I think
it's going to happen, so we might as well just let it happen.
Yeah. I mean, that was what it was like with mobile phones for the first few years. It was like, there were sort of, not pariahs, but there was a certain...
I don't think people are going to be walking about with them. They're not going to be walking about with their sex bots, are they?
Certainly not. They are real life. Yeah. Life size.
Mm-hmm. I should hope so.
Have you seen them nowadays?
I haven't seen them, no.
They're incredible.
Yeah?
I mean, it's like getting to Blade Runner levels.
Yes. So
what about the sort of genital technology?
That's really good.
This is the thing we don't know, do we? So the fact that it's a growing market just means they must be getting something right.
Because, I mean, you know, I mean, looking great is one thing, but, I mean, they do say in design, don't they? It's, you know, it's the how does it feel?
Is that what they say in design?
It's a thing. It's a thing I've heard.
Is that what perverts say?
What does it feel like? Think about that.
But surely that's the thing they would definitely nail down first.
Why? I don't know. I mean,
they'd get that right at least, and then build from the way up.
Well, you'd think that. But how many decades have perverts put up with just a sort of weird inflatable sort of lady that with no more anatomical accuracy than a Lilo.
Exactly. And there's some pretty basic dildos out there as well, right? All of them feel like a lovely smooth dick.
Tell me, where do we make the distinction between millions of women all over the planet having a prosthetic penis in their drawer, which can be used to pleasure them, which there's nothing wrong with.
Right? A sex toy, sure.
And the female equivalent, with or without the sort of the whole body thing, just like a minge in a box, if you like, frowned upon.
Like a travel minge.
A travel minge, yeah. There is a thing in there called Fleshlight, which it's really weird because it's basically a torch with a minge.
Right.
So one way around, it's a torch, so you can have it in the back of, like in the boot of your car or something. And then you sort of unscrew it and turn it the other way around, and it's like a sort of a travel fanny.
The only bad thing about it, though, is that you have to clean them.
Oh.
But it gives you, like, instructions on how to...
But you have to clean your own sort of dick and stuff.
Yeah, but...
So, I mean, you know, it's all part of it.
That's good to know.
Back in the day.
Behind the farmer's hat?
But when we first met.
When we first met. No, but I'm just putting it to you, Mike. I'm saying exactly what is the problem.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with any of it. It's just all sex toys, isn't it? As far as
Mike
I'm concerned.
Wasn't here, ladies and gentlemen.
It's all a bit of fun.
They're a bit corpsey. That's the thing.
Right.
No one ever thinks that with a vibrator or dildo. It's like seen as harmless fun, isn't it? But you could look at it as sort of quite a brutal thing because it's been removed from a human, but no one ever thinks that. Whereas with your high end sex robots, it's seen as just like a really creepy, weird presence. It's a presence because
you've got to keep it.
They are incredibly spooky.
Yeah.
But
I think storage is a very important part of it. Like if you've got kids in the house or people are coming around, you've got to make sure it's stored properly and not just like in a cage or something.
Here's a question. How do you respectfully store a sex robot so that it then isn't, it doesn't feel like you're basically hiding a dead body?
Well, I don't know. I would suggest that some sort of coffin-type box would actually be appropriate.
You think it would?
If it's not sort of lashed, I think it shouldn't be lashed to something. Probably, I think probably it shouldn't go in a basement.
No, and keep it respectful.
Yeah, outside of that, I think
front of house.
Yeah, so
almost like, but that maybe in 30, 40 years it might solve more problems than it causes. Is my point is a sort of serious point because there are people out there with no access to real sex. It might reduce the number of sex workers. Sex attacks, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So getting a bit sort of like I'm trying to be right on about it. But genuinely, it might be a viable alternative to the immobile and the shy.
Sure. I'd buy that.
What's the alternative?
How do you mean? like an actual
What's the alternative?
Human being?
The genie's out of the bottle as far as sex robots are concerned.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Is there a... Is there a more palatable alternative?
What, just like a sort of kind of warm Chinese puzzle box or something? I don't know. Just something with a hole in
no,
it?
No, the answer is real intimacy with,
oh, I see,
with,
fine.
With caring
oh,
human being. Yeah. Each to their own. Yeah. It's a tense atmosphere. No, it's a tense atmosphere. I feel like we're anyone else feeling a bit disappointed with themselves? Or do you feel, is it different having this conversation, like in a pub, right, basically, or in a car? Say we were stuck in traffic, Mike.
Yeah.
It can all come out then, can't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's different.
Does the microphone worry you?
There's a bit of me that wants to like travel to Vanuatu immediately.
Yeah.
Say.
Make amends.
Come on, guys.
Exclusively on iTunes.
And talking of iTunes, that's a link, by the way.
Very smoothly done.
Talking of iTunes, you can follow us and rate us on iTunes. So that's going to help us gauge just how badly we've misjudged this whole thing. So please do that. And also, I should point out before we start wrapping up that you know, there are places that we can be found. I'm not sure whether I want to share it, but on Twitter. Mike, are you on Twitter?
I'm very bad on Twitter, but I can be found there. Mr. Mike Wozniak.
Mr. Mike Wozniak.
That's my handle.
Yeah. I'm on Twitter as at Nicotatz, TATZ. But yeah, don't go on it much, simply so that I don't have to deal with the sort of comments that this might invite. Because I know what I've done. I know what I've done wrong.
Should I invent a Twitter now? So follow me at AliGriggs123.
I mean, it's a risky...
Yeah, I'd
love you to do that.
That. Lovely, lovely attitude. Well done, Griggs. Okay, so Mike, I personally am really enjoying chatting to you and to Griggs, but it's not actually up to us to decide whether or not you officially have a sick mind.
Okay.
Right? So it's a decision, as grave as that has to be put before the imp of the mind. Right. Okay. So if you don't know what that is, I guess how do you describe him? He's sort of it's a man or a woman, because women, you know, can be horrible too. It's the part of your mind, right? The imp that feeds on our darkest thoughts, tormenting us and distorting reality until we lose sight of what is right or wrong. He lives in a sort of extra dimensional hell cave. Would you like to go into the hell cave and meet him, Mike?
I'll have a squid. Sure.
Here we go.
Bring before me.
Your Grace, it's the comedian Mike Wozniak.
Mike Wozniak?
Yes. Yes, Mike.
From Man Down?
Yes. Yes, that's it.
I saw it on 4OD.
Fair enough. We did a pilot together once called Happy Finish. That was on Channel 4. Had Sarah Pascoe was in it. Daniel Kaluuya, I did a character called Morrison that was...
Silence!
Sorry.
Yes, I have listened to him.
Good. And?
Here is my verdict. Michael Wozniak, I judge that you indeed do have a sick mind. Step into my realm forever!
Well then, Mike, just step this way. Ah, that went.
Well done, Mike.
Went quite well. Happy with that, Mike?
I am. I'm sort of quite relieved. And I'd like to go and have another chat with him, talk about the other stuff that isn't, you know.
Yeah.
The hidden bit of the iceberg.
Well, the nice thing is you don't have to come back to meet him, because you can take him with you.
Yeah. Oh, lovely.
He's in you already.
I'm on little long journeys.
He's that guy in your head when you're on a train thinking about getting off a stop early to go and off someone.
He's already there.
He's already in there, Mike.
Oh, that's lovely news.
He's yours.
Lovely. I'll show him a good time.
Lovely. Well, we really are at the end of the show now, and as fun as it's been, I think it's important that after allowing ourselves to stew in each other's filth, and maybe we should remind our audience that very much like Nick Ross off Crime Watch... We're not peddlers of your nightmares, you know. We're not really sick, and we're not hewn from pure evil. We're just normal people, who are, you know, that are also beholden to the joy and the light and the happiness in the world. And so I think it's important that we always finish Sick Minds on a positive note.
Ah.
Mm.
In a way, just as a disclaimer against the crazies that yeah. might take us literally mm-hmm. and want to hurt us. So I like to go around and maybe all have like a final positive thought
mm.
to end the show. So okay. What do you think? Guest first?
Yeah,
Mike? Guest first. Mike.
About anything.
Yeah, just something lovely and light and bouncy and kind of innocent that you'd like to share with us.
All right.
Yeah?
Well, just on the outside the studio here before we came in.
Mm-hmm.
Walk past. There's a statue mm-hmm. of a in the gardens just outside of a lion chasing a some sort of hoofed animal impala of some sort.
That'll be a horse, wouldn't it?
Just about to bring it down. I don't think it's a horse, mate. I don't think you get a lot of wild horses on the savannah. I think it's right. Like a sort of like an impala. I think it's a kudu.
Oh yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And it's quite peculiar, but it's made very well.
Yeah.
It's absolutely pointless. And it must have taken someone a considerable, yes. maybe a year, maybe 3 years, I don't know. And I am pleased that we live in a world where there are still places where someone, you know, can be given the money and the time to just do something that's pointless.
Pointless but beautiful.
A nice or, you know, pleasing thing.
Lovely.
There is a lot of skill. Yeah.
Yeah, went on a bit there, but Griggs?
I saw an article about a man he's in a kind of vegetative state, but he's had these nerve implants put mm-hmm. in his brain, which has given him consciousness.
Right.
And so now he can communicate to a degree, whereas before he's been sort of locked in his own body, but now he can sort of kind of blink a bit to say like yes and no. And I thought, well, I mean, it's not the best, but it's a step in the right direction. So I thought it was quite nice.
What a horrible life you lead. I'm keeping it short. Jon Snow off Game of Thrones is marrying his wildling girlfriend, Rose Leslie.
Lovely news.
Right?
Good luck to them.
Yeah. Isn't that lovely?
Mm-hmm.
They're from two different cultures on the telly.
On the telly, yeah.
And we've all seen them going at it in a cave.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to go at it in some sort of expensive hotel suite. Isn't that lovely?
It's a beautiful story, isn't it?
It's lovely.
So good luck, guys. and good luck to all of us, in a way, as we continue to try to navigate a world that is at least partly made from the purest darkness. Join us again on Sick Minds if we are ever allowed to do this again. Goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye.